they're definitely a team on the rise. I think that's pretty clear. I mean, they weren't perfect this year, but it is obvious which direction this team is going, and that's kind of the way it is in the NFL. You're either going one way or the other way, and, you know, for pretty clear the Vikings are going this way.
The job they did with Teddy and, you know, inserting Adrian back into the lineup and the defense coming along, you know, I think it validated, first of all, picking Zim to be the coach a couple years ago. And, you know, it certainly looks like a team that should be progressively getting better.
They thought when Peterson came back, this was a playoff team. And it literally played out exactly as everyone thought. You know, the defense was really nasty. Peterson looked productive. And, you know, I think Teddy made enough plays to where you say, all right, I see what this team's going to be like for the next 10 years. And that's really good. And the reality is they were a kick away from potentially still being alive.
It looks very much like a team on the rise. And I know you don't like the way that the season ends, but one that, you know, had a chance to knock the NFC champions off in the wild card round and should be better next year.
I thought they have a significant player in virtually every position group on their team. And if the quarterback could produce at a functional level and maybe even more, then they would have a chance to get there. And they did get to the playoffs, and I think they have a bright future with Teddy Bridgewater at the quarterback position.
Year two is really, really hard for quarterbacks because by this time everyone's kind of figured you out. It's why you see a lot of sophomore slumps, and I think Teddy, you know, battled through it sometimes, I'm sure a lot. It's obvious he's being coached really well, you know, by Scott and North Turner. Clearly going in the right direction, and, you know, this is a big offseason for him to where he can increase his understanding and sort of take the next step of, you know, this is going to be a guy who's going to be one of the really, really, really good quarterbacks in the league.
You know, I think one of the things that Zim does best, if you talk to the people who have worked with him, have played with him, he makes the players' jobs within a complex scheme simple, and he explains to them the why. And so when guys are going out and doing X, Y, or Z, they know exactly why they're doing it.
I think the pieces were there, and Mike's been able to maybe kind of bring out some of that grittiness. I'm so happy that he has an opportunity to be a head coach, because I think he's been a person that's been an amazing assistant for many, many years, and I think he's very kind of transparent. You know what you're going to get with Mike Zimmer, and I'm happy to see that the team, I think, is starting to take on some of that personality, some of that gritty kind of, you know, Mike Zimmer-type personality, and I think it's only going to get better.
They play to his personality. You know, pretty nasty, pretty aggressive, you know, make you a little uncomfortable. And just, you know, they make a lot of plays. I mean, that's kind of the fun thing about the Vikings. It's always kind of exciting.
You know, that's why Anthony Barr was such a good fit for them. Some of the younger guys they have on that side of the ball, you know, Kendricks obviously looks like he's going to be a stud going forward. You know, that defensive group looks like a young, fast unit that's going to continue to get better and fits what Mike Zimmer wants.
You see teams take on the personality of their head coach, but I think it takes a couple of years. I mean, I'm a firm believer that I think it takes 4 years at least for a coach to really have his impact on a team, but I think you kind of saw some of the personality come through in the Vikings defense.
What they've done to sort of create a really good young group to build around, and, you know, you can see where this defense is going to be together for a while, and you know, I like the product they put on the field.